On this episode, our favorites of 2023, dogs, format change, and 2023 in the books.
Welcome to the Almost There Adventure Podcast. Your hosts, Severia Tilden, Jeff Hester, and Jason Fitzpatrick.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to our recap for the Almost There Adventure podcast. This is our annual moment where we take a pause and look back at our episodes and look ahead at what's coming up and kind of do a little reflection. We thought the new year would be a perfect time to do this, and so here we are.
Yeah. 2023 in the books, guys.
Yeah, it's been a year.
It has been a year. It's been a crazy year for all of us.
So we're 3 years in now, right? It's because we started recording in 2019, but we launched in 2020. So
we did. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can give a little quick rundown on some of the stats. You know, we did. Yeah. We published 20 episodes in 2023, episodes 76 through 95.
Yeah.
And some of our top episodes. You want to share that?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, so I'll do a countdown from the 3, 2, 1. How about that?
Sure.
Our number three on the top downloads for the 2023 episodes was episode 86 with Carol Coyne on through hiking and community. She's started up a community. She had just finished the Triple Crown this year. That was actually before she did that, and then this summer she completed the Appalachian Trail. So. Congratulations, Carol.
Yeah.
Her episode was really cool. She's got a whole community called Thruer.com, which is for through hikers and aspiring through hikers and trail angels and just anyone who likes hiking, basically. So check that out. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Number two was Nicole Antoinette on writing, hiking, and self-awareness, episode 87. Mm-hmm. And gosh, you know, that was a really interesting one. You know, she had some interesting insights about the Arizona Trail and her experience that, like, with not having any big experience out there. So,
yeah.
And the number one episode this year was episode 83, Alicia Baker on exploring Utah, hiking with dogs, and guidebooks. She is a local guidebook author. She hikes with her dogs. Now she's trail running, but she's got a blog that talks all about, you know, her adventures and where she goes with her dog and all the different trail guides that she's created through all over Utah. So that was a pretty fun episode from my perspective, because I just love hiking and exploring.
What a surprise that dogs was like the number one like thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the number one episode.
Yeah, if this was a visual podcast, like a video thing, you know, then we could probably milk that.
I know, just pictures of dogs, you know.
Betty and Lucy and Farley, you know, they'd be the stars of the show.
Yeah.
Totally. But also there's a hiking theme through all three of those.
Yeah.
That
and
is
like,
true.
And like saying that people are, you know, into the hiking and the walking and exploring by foot, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Which is also interesting because we don't just cover hiking. We have, whole range of different outdoor activities that are covered in the podcast. So, clearly hiking resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah. Obviously we get some delayed listening too, because all of those were in like the first half of the year. So
that is true. Yeah. So it could be that, you know, if we look at this in another 6 months, those numbers might be different.
Yeah. I would assume they would be. So, I'm going through our.
Yeah. I wonder if the downloads correspond with road trip season, heading out on the road season. You know, spring break on the road, summer on the road.
Yeah. I'm like going through
I was looking at the stats just for like the last 7 days, and we have episode, you know, like the top most downloaded episodes over the last 7 days. And they're all over the place. We have episode 44 with Carrot Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
From 2021 was one of the top 10 most downloaded episodes in the last week.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I find
and,
the
and your friend Tyler Emmett, episode 45. Oh, yeah. Also from 2021.
Yeah.
On that top 10 list.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because I think, you know, a lot of times when you find a new podcast, right, you do the whole, like, do I start at the beginning? Do I start at the end? And you go through. So it's, you know, I think that's interesting. People are finding us still, which is awesome. Thank you for all of you out there listening.
Yeah.
Sharing with your friends, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
about our conversation. Our conversations about the great outdoors. Close to home and far away.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm looking, I've gone back to the beginning of the year, and now I'm scrolling through. And, you know, they do kind of tend to bleed together, I think, for us, because, like, one, they're not recorded in order, and you forget which one was recorded when and all of that. And I'm looking at one of my favorite early ones from early in the year was the Knoth family, because that was, or was it Knoth?
Knoth,
yeah. Because we did that one in person.
Yes.
So that was just so much fun. And I think that was the last time the three of us have been together.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think I've seen either of you since then, because Jeff ended up not being able to make our yearly sort of group trip that we've been doing. So yeah. I think that was the last time I even saw you guys, which makes me sad. but that one was so much fun. Yeah.
We have to fix that in 2024.
Yeah.
We definitely should have back on for a recap, because they, over the summer, after we talked to them, they did a big Vancouver Island trip where they went, like, into the wilds of Vancouver Island on a big bikepacking trip as a family. And then I think they're heading to Europe this year to finally do that trip that they talked about that got canceled during COVID. Oh, yeah. So they're getting ready for that as well. So maybe we'll wait till after they come back, throw them in the fall season.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So that was actually one of my top three favorite episodes from 2023 as well. The Knoth family, because first of all, the bikepacking thing, which I can now relate to. And I started bikepacking because of this podcast and Jesse Blau, who was on, I forget which episode, but way, way back, you know, during COVID, we did the recordings outside and he talked about the Big Lonely. And I thought, oh, that sounds cool. And the following year I did it, you know, and I've done a little more backpacking since, and I can relate to that. And so that's one reason. But the second reason that I like the Knoth family's episode so much is that they kind of created their own quest or challenge where they said, well, we're going to make a goal to bike pack at least once a month for 12 continuous, you know, 12 months of the year, no matter what the weather or whatever. And they did it.
Yep.
And that's an awesome, you know, that's a really awesome way to be able to kind of incrementally set a priority for adventure in your life. You know, like, it doesn't have to be a long thing or a big trip. It doesn't have to be Vancouver Island or Europe, but it could just be like, I want to get out and I'm going to do something this month.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, and that, it's funny because I really love that concept. And the recent podcast we had about the micro adventures and doing the map, like finding all the places on your map. It's a good reminder that adventures don't have to always be these big, epic, faraway things. They can be close to home.
Yeah, I think one of my favorites, too, now that I'm sort of looking at the list, was Benny Braden. I thought, just what a unique character. Just such an interesting guy. And, like, what he does, like, all the cleanup work he does, you know, his experience. I just feel like, you know, he's just such a nice guy and just his spirit and everything. I feel like he was definitely one of the most... maybe my favorite sort of character that we did an episode on, you know, I mean, everyone we do is a great character, but I don't know. I felt like we hadn't really, you know, this many episodes. He was episode 85 and we hadn't talked to anyone remotely like him up until that point, you know? So that was definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. He's a great photographer too. So he's
really
kind of
is.
Pivoted a little bit, you know, because of, you know, injuries and things like that. So he still does a lot of hiking and backpacking, but I think he's focusing a lot more these days on his photography, and I think he's got some great stuff.
No, yeah, he really does. I follow him on Instagram and
how about you, Saveria? What's one of your favorite episodes from 2023?
You know, I really, it's gonna sound strange, I really was interested in Elizabeth Person and the her map making. Yes. Like, I just, it was just something so different that we hadn't done before, and just finding somebody who turned like her passion for maps into art and finding these places. So I really, really enjoyed her episode. And then I also really liked Kristen and Lost the Map. Just, they have such like a wonderful like adventure partner relationship story, how they, you know, just their whole story is so great. And just, yeah. So I think those two I really, really enjoyed. But there were so many, there were so many good and interesting and like different ones. I feel like we had things that were really sort of different. This year, which was great.
So I'm seeing a lot of commonality here. Cause that was episode 90 was Kristen and Ville Lost the Map. And that was also one of my favorites as well, but it kind of runs the other end of the gamut as far as big adventure, because we really were focusing on their trip from Prudhoe Bay in Alaska all the way to Tierra del Fuego, you know, the tip, southern tip of South America, that they took them almost 2 years to do. And just, it was a fascinating story. And I'd love to have them back on to hear about some of their other adventures. This is great, great fun.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And it would be interesting to know from listeners, like what people, like who people want us to follow up with, like the where are they nows?
Yeah.
It'd be super interesting, because I know we definitely have our list of people that we want to follow up with, but it'd be interesting to hear from listeners of like, all right, like who do you want to hear where they've been or what they've been up to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the podcast, head over to almosttheiradventurepodcast.com. Go to the show notes for this episode and leave a comment. Let us know who you'd like us to follow up with and hear more about. And in the next year.
Yeah.
Where are they now? Yeah.
It's probably a good time. We should kind of announce we are going to have a little bit of a programming change coming up starting in 2024. This last fall, you may have noticed episodes were a little thin. And that happened because literally all three of us just got incredibly busy. And we've had where one of us have been busy, two of us have been kind of busy, but we haven't really had a situation where all three of us were really busy and could not find times to schedule to record and whatever. So this year, rather than trying to do one every other week and failing and then feeling guilty for failing, what we're going to do is we're going to release two seasons. We'll do one season in spring and one season in fall. So we're going to keep it going because we all love doing it. But, you know, the real world has finally kind of crept in and made this kind of a necessity for us. So we'll have our first season, we'll launch in April. And then our second one, we'll announce it probably sometime around September, maybe October. So, yes. So sorry, guys, for the next couple months. You know, we'll try to do some special ones in between as well, or if an opportunity for a timely one comes up, we'll definitely do that. So apologies for that. But you might, if you don't see one for the next couple months, don't worry. It's not that we're quitting or we're stopping.
It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be better because, like we were talking before we started recording, it's kind of like what most podcasts do anyways.
Yes.
Where they do seasons. And, you know, this being, you know, kind of our first, you know, experience with this.
Sure.
Every episode we've done over the last 3 years has been season one.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So it's a long season one.
It is.
Season two is coming, and it's going to be, you know, a little bit, you know, more concise, I guess, is the way to put it.
Yeah, for sure.
And but, I know this might be shocking to everybody, but this is not our full-time gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're making big pennies on this. And by big pennies, I mean no pennies at all.
Yeah. I haven't checked our Patreon, but last I checked in a while, but our last I checked, we had two followers, and I think we had like $60 in there. So that's, you know, 90 something, 95 episodes. This is our 96th. You know, and we've made $60. So, and again, that's not why we do it.
Not counting.
So obviously, but there is the reality that we all do have, you know, mortgages and rent and bills and all
adventures
of that,
adventures
of our own. So that's kind of why this isn't it. But we do love this so much. We love each other. We love all you. So we want to keep it going. But I think we had to make a little bit of a change just for that reason. So again, we so appreciate everyone's support and everyone's listening, and we hope, you know, everyone keeps listening and looks forward to the seasons. I think Jeff also said before recording, he's like, I don't think anyone's even going to notice. So, so
well,
yeah.
You know, we set expectations for ourselves. Like, we said,
yes,
like,
yes.
We want to do this or we want to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that our listeners are, you know, expecting that we're going to do a certain thing. They're just like, hey, let's see what's new, you know, so.
Also, to our listeners, we asked you to sort of plug what, you know, who you want us to follow up with on past episodes and where are they now. But also, go in the show notes for this episode and let us know who you who we haven't interviewed. If there's people that you want us to interview, if you want to be interviewed, I would encourage you to throw your name, you know, reach out to us because we're always looking. We had great luck finding amazing people, but we know that there's lots of amazing people out there that we have not met or may not be on our radar. So please.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as we're busier, it's been harder for us to dedicate time to finding people to be on the show. So any help on that?
You can help us.
Help us out. Yeah. Who do you think we should talk to?
I wanted to share one more favorite episode I had.
Oh, yes,
so
of course. Go for it.
We talked about the Knoth. I shared about the Knoth family, which Severia also mentioned.
Yep,
or Jason mentioned.
Yeah.
Kristen and Ville. The other one that I really liked was our last, most recent episode.
Yeah.
Episode 95 with Alistair Humphrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About micro-adventures and how you only need one map and just the ways that he kind of made a game out of adventure and incorporating into that life. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me was that he has on his calendar, once a month, he goes and climbs the same tree every month, 12 months a year, and goes up in the tree with a thermos of coffee and just observes, you know, and it's sort of an amazing thing to do. Like, it's so simple, almost kind of absurd and funny, but like, what a brilliant way to do that. And just the fact that he scheduled it and made a commitment to do that on a monthly basis, I thought was really awesome. So definitely give that episode a listen if you haven't already.
Yeah, for sure.
And what a way to notice just the subtleties of life, you know, the cycles of the year and seasons and all of that. Such a great idea.
For sure. Yeah. No, it's been a fun year. And it was a busy year for me. And I think a busy year for both of you as well. But it was a good year, and looking back at all the great people we talked to, it just makes me excited for this year and all the people we're going to talk to this year. But speaking of this year, why don't we talk about what we have coming up this year for all three of us? Severia, you want to kick us off? I know you have some trips and some adventurous updates.
So adventurous, we've got 7 trips happening this year. Super excited. Couple are already sold out. But for those listeners, all you people who are listening about hiking, all the hiking enthusiasts, we actually have 2 amazing hiking adventures happening in Europe this September. We're doing the Tour de Mont Blanc and we're doing the full circuit. So that's an all women's trip, women led. We're doing the full circuit, starting and ending in Chamonix, going France, Italy, Switzerland, back to France. So that's going to be a 13-day trip. Really, really excited about that. And then we're also in the second or the later part of September. That's in the beginning of September. And so we're taking advantage of the fall and hopefully a little bit quieter and not the craziness of the summer, which will be great. And then we're going back to the Dolomites for our second time at the end of September for a 10-day trip. And that's great. It's mostly day hikes. And then we do one overnight at a mountain lodge, which is great. Again, woman-led. And we only have 4 spots left on Tour de Mont Blanc and only 3 spots left on the Dolomites.
Yay.
So,
hurry. Book it while you still can.
Join us. It's going to be, those are both going to be super fun. And then we also are doing our first plus one trip. So we're doing South Africa, where most of our trips for adventurous women are women only, or those who feel a women's space is right for them. And our plus one for South Africa is bring your adventure partner of any gender. So if you want to bring your husband or your uncle or your son or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or whatever it is, we welcome you to join us. And for that one, we have basically 2 spots left. So either 2 individuals or 1 couple left for that trip. So that's happening in August, which is really exciting. And then our other trips that we still have available are Oregon-based trips. So those are a little less committing on time in our domestic, which is a little less committing on finances. But we're doing our Women in Whitewater on the Rogue River in June. So we're doing a 50-mile stretch of the Rogue River, camping along the way. Again, all women-led, which will be really fun. And then our signature Escape multi-sport adventure retreat. So that's happening Mother's Day weekend and here in Bend. And that's just, it's my favorite because I think we do all the things at that event and it's where we started. So we've been, this is our fifth year of doing this, of wow, being adventurous women. So we're really excited to celebrate year five with all our ladies there.
Yay.
I know, a lot going on, which is why we don't have time.
I know. Jeff?
Our winter Escape sold out. Our Canadian Rockies trip sold out. So our other trips, are all sold out. So that's why we've been a little busy.
No, that's great, though. Congratulations. That's so cool. Yay. And Jeff, six-pack of peaks, everything else. You have some other trips coming up.
So the six-pack of peaks 2024, it's back again. This is our 10th year for the six-pack of peaks challenge series. And we've got registration is open now. Actually, some people have already started their hikes. We had a number of people logging their hikes for like January 1st. They're out there bagging a peak, getting it done. And 17 challenges in different regions around the country, from New England all the way to Southern California, all the way up to the Seattle area, Pacific Northwest, and everything in between, pretty much. So that's started right now. You can find out more about that at socialhiker.net. And one new thing that we're doing is we're starting to integrate some bigger adventures. One of the things about the six-pack of peaks and sort of the origin of that was that it was part of my wife and I are training for the John Muir Trail. Back before it was an official challenge, we did this as a way to help get us prepared mentally and physically for that trip. And so it had always been about getting ready for bigger adventures. And we're doing our first big group adventure down in Patagonia this March. And so from March 17th through the 24th or something like that, it's basically an 8-day trip in Argentinian Patagonia. We're going to be in the shadow of Fitzroy. And we will be hiking, doing Via Ferrata, doing glacial trekking. We'll be doing all this stuff during the day and then sleeping in a bed in a comfortable hotel with a hot meal and a cold beer at night. So it's I'm kind of taking what Joan and I experienced.
I was going to say, that was a bad influence on you.
We did the coast-to-coast walk in England last spring, and I'm like, that was all right. That was pretty good. So we're kind of taking that motif over to this particular trip in Patagonia. And right now we still have 5 spaces left for that trip. And I'll put a link in the show notes where people can learn more about that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll see. Our goal is to hopefully do something like that, like quarterly. So we'll have a different trip available for the summer, the fall, the winter, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yay, that's great.
And then hopefully on a personal basis, we're looking at doing the Timberline Trail.
Yes, we are.
Around Mount Hood this summer. So Jason and I, we're going to have to, actually make it happen this year. Or actually, that's on me.
Our little nerd group, almost all of us made it out on our
I know, except for me.
And we even got most of the Muir Project. We got Rick from My Mile and a Half and Duran from My Mile and a Half.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Tip from my mom, so we had a whole, and Derek and Adam, so a whole group of us from, you've heard on the show before, all made that one, and Jeff sadly couldn't do it, but wait, understandable, it's hard. I know, but you were missed, of course.
And Jason, you have some exciting stuff coming up.
I know, you've heard me blather on and on about Free Outside, the movie coming out, and all the screenings we're doing. It is finally coming out on January 23rd, it's being released, it'll be on iTunes, Amazon, wherever you buy your things. Might come out on a free streaming service down the road. If that happens, we'll obviously let you know. But until then, you'll be able to watch it. In your own home.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. Yeah. So after all this time, me and Jeff Garmeyer, legend, who was, you know, our first recording session ever. Yeah. And yeah. we had him back on a while back, and Dylan Harris, the director, we had him on as well, like last year, talking about this. And now it's finally going to be out in the world. So yeah, check awesome. Out iTunes Sweet. And Amazon or wherever you, I think pay-per-view as well, if I'm not mistaken.
When is that coming?
January 23rd. 2024. Ooh. So it's just a couple weeks away. Yeah, pretty Sweet. Exciting.
are you allowed to talk about the TV project that you're working on?
Not yet. I will announce that. Partially the title has changed several times. So I think we've landed on one, but until the final graphics are made, but I have been working on a sports documentary series that will be out and definitely around the same time as our first season of 2024. So I'll definitely let everyone in on that when that's coming out as well. So
perfect.
Some good stuff on that. Yeah.
Let's do a quick recap of what was your favorite memory from 2023 and what's the one thing you're looking the most forward to in 2024 before we sign off.
I'm going to say, just because it's outdoor related, that backpacking trip was sorry, and I don't mean to rub it in, Jeff, that you missed it, but it was a really amazing fun experience. You know, we had a week in the Sierra. It was kind of my only backpacking trip of the year, really, which makes me very sad, but it was kind of like so I'm gonna put that at least in the outdoor space as my highlight for 2023, you know, because it was really amazing. It was a lot of fun. It was beautiful out there, and we had a great trip.
And what are you looking forward to in 2024?
Well, the movie coming out, the series coming out, you know, and then hopefully Timberland Trail. Hopefully, I am going to try to get more photography done this year, because, you know, usually at the end of the year, I sort of do a little collage of my five favorite pictures of last year, and I didn't have five to do this year. In fact, I barely even touched, like, the photos I did in August. I've been so busy with working on the show, so I'm hoping to shoot a bunch more. I am going to Yosemite in a couple weeks. So right now, like in the near future, the thing I'm most looking forward to is my weekend at Yosemite in a couple weeks. Nice. You know, so that should be fun. How about you, Saveria? What are you?
I think my favorite memory of 2023 was definitely South Africa. It had been that lifelong dream to go, just, and we spent so much time on safari, just observing the animals. It just was magical. It's hard to put into words, just being that close to elephants and zebra and giraffes in their natural environment. And we saw one lioness, and so it was pretty great. And I came away with that trip, you'll appreciate this, Jason, with a new camera lens.
Yeah,
I remember that.
The guy upgraded his camera, and he let me use his 500 Canon, and it was like such a dream to shoot with. And so so his first love has a new home as my first love.
Yeah.
Adventure zoom lens. And then I'm really looking forward to this year to the Tour de Mont Blanc, because for me, I did it back in 2016, and it was such a life-changing trip for me. It really just hit me in my core, and so I'm really excited to be able to do it again with the same women guides who guided us back in 2016. And being able to share that and give that experience to other women, I'm really excited. And I'm excited because I'm going to have to train for it, which means I'm going to have to explore more of Central Oregon, where I've been living now for a year and a half, to get ready. So I'm excited to sort of have
Maybe you could use the six-pack of peaks challenge.
Subtle plug.
No joke, Jeff, because when you said that, I was like, oh, wait. And I have a bunch of women from Bend who are coming on both the Dolomites and the Tour de Mont Blanc trip. So there will be an email going out about how
we'll talk.
We need to create a little challenge team.
Yeah,
for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a good segue into Jeff.
Oh yeah. So for me, I have to go. I have to say the most memorable adventure from 2023 was definitely the coast to coast walk in across England. So we started in St. Bees on the Irish Sea on the west coast, and walked all the way across. They call it a walk, not a hike. I don't know terminology, I guess, but walked all the way across coast, 192 miles to Robin Hood's Bay on the North Sea. And it was just a really, really beautiful way to see and experience a country and the different towns. Or not actually, we didn't actually go to that many towns, mostly villages. But just the people were wonderful, the experience, the terrain, the weather. We got so freaking lucky because we were out there for 17 days. We did not have one day of rain. Wow. In Northern England in May and June. You know, it's like insane. People are like, oh my gosh, that's unheard of. So it was amazing. It was a great trip. And what I'm looking forward to most in 2024 right now, apart from hiking with Jason around on the Timberline Trail, I really am looking forward to Patagonia.
Yeah.
Just because it's such an iconic destination. I'm, you know, excited about the trip. You know, we're all, everything's booked and we're got a whole group of people coming down there and it's going to be just a blast. It's going to be, you know, really stoked. We had one of our Six Pack of Peaks challengers in Southern California. He actually lives in Mission Viejo, but he was born and raised in Argentina. And he had just come back from doing a lot of what we'll be doing, a lot of the same hikes from the same town and all of that. And so he joined us on Zoom with our other, you know, the members of my team who are going down there. And shared his experience and gave us some, you know, insight onto the trip. And it was just so exciting, you know, to hear about it and, you know, get kind of stoked from somebody who had just gotten back from there. So looking forward to that.
Nice. Well, guys, it's, you know, it's been a great year. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Make sure to tune in. Don't worry, we'll publish loudly and market heavily for our April series when it comes out. So, you know, until then, have fun and, you know, stay warm in winter, and we'll see everyone in April.
Thanks, everyone.
Have an adventurous 2024. We'll be there with you.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Please make sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast and follow us on social media on Instagram at almostthere_AP or the Almost There Adventure Podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to support us financially, you can subscribe to our Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ATAP. You can find Severia at Adventure Us Women, that's Adventure US Women, Jeff at The SoCal Hiker, or me at The Muir Project. Our title track, Almost There, is performed by Opus Orange and is provided courtesy of Emoto. For more information about this episode and all of our others, you can check out our show notes on our website, almosttthereadventurepodcast.com. Thanks for listening in 2023. We'll be back in April 2024 with more episodes. Bye.